broadcast is a production of greensports.net and the WJPA Sports Network.
Good morning from Chartiers Valley High School, located in Collier Township, Pennsylvania. This is the WPIL Boys 2A Wrestling Championships Day 2, brought to you by greensports.net and WJPA.com. Good morning. My name is Greg Smith, joined alongside Scott Moore, producing Jacob Knisner, bringing you Day 2 coverage of, again, the WPIL Boys 2A Wrestling Championships. Last night, Day 1 of the championships, we saw Pigtails, round of 16, two rounds of consolation, and quarterfinals completed. Coming up today, we will crown our top eight that will advance on to the regionals at Altoona High School next weekend. But tonight, we were here to find out the next eight to move on. Tensions are high early as we begin with consolation rounds and semifinal matches. So somebody's going home, and some people are here to say, Scott, and should be exciting wrestling to get started here on day two.
The very first one to come up here, this first round's the blood round.
Yep.
This is it. You win, you move on, you lose, you're done. And it's coming down right now. The semifinals are going to start right at 11:30. This is the round. This is it. To see if you move on to Altoona next week.
Yep, tensions cannot be higher. We can't do it anymore, but we're going to take a quick break, get a couple spots in here, and we'll return for beginning coverage of the WPIL Boys 2A Championship on greensports.net and WJPA.com.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
You have to have insurance, but you don't have to overpay for it. Have the rates gone up on your auto and home policies? Make an appointment with Hernberger Insurance to discuss all your coverages, home, auto, life, and business. As an independent agency, Hernberger Insurance can provide the coverage you need and shop for the best price. Proud to support our local sports teams, coaches, athletes, and fans. The Hernberger Insurance Agency, Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Call 724-745-6474.
At Shaft Drillers International, we're a world leader in construction. We deliver industry-leading blind bore shaft, abandoned well and new hole drilling, geotechnical, carbon capture, solution mining, and water resource development solutions grounded in integrity, safety, and community. We don't just deliver construction solutions. We volunteer and invest in our community. Visit shaftdrillers.com to learn more and to discover rewarding career opportunities.
And welcome back to Chartiers Valley High School. Again, WPIL Boys 2A Wrestling Championship Blood Round will be underway here in just about 7 minutes. Wrestlers are finalizing their warm-ups and sort of mulling around the mat, getting ready. National Anthem should be coming up here. And Scott, you mentioned the Blood Round. As you come into this, you know, if you were a wrestler who has to wrestle in this round, certainly everything is on the line here, but talk to me a little about, you think, the mindset that they need to come into here. You know, how do you get ready this early in the morning to have your season on the line?
Well, here's one thing you got to think about. First off, these kids have been thinking about this all night.
Right.
All right. They know who they're wrestling. They got an idea. It's, okay, am I the favorite in this? Am I not the favorite in what I'm going to have to do? You're going to see a lot of chances being taken here, especially the kids who are wrestling against the kids who may be higher seeded, got knocked out.
Yep.
They're going to take some chances. They have to. It's the only way they're going to move on. So they're going to try those types of things. We'll wait. You're going to see a couple of pretty good matches. You're going to see someone not make it, and someone's going to get caught. It happens every year.
Yep.
And it's going to be interesting to see who comes out of this round. Remember, you have to win this round. You have to win or you're done for the year.
Yeah, and you think about not just the chances that they're going to take, but it's probably very plausible that these wrestlers have seen each other before, whether it be previously this season or in years past through different clubs. Oftentimes, when you start to get to a certain level here in a certain part of the season, you start to repeat opponents a little bit. So you're right. I think that plays into it as well.
Also, you remember, these guys probably seen each other since the beginning of December.
Right.
All right? At the Short Tiers Houston tournament. Or they saw each other at Powerade. Or they saw in a dual tournament match.
Right.
So they know each other. And you'll find that the kids have been, like, maybe the ones that have lost 8-0 the first time against someone, they cut that down to like 5-0.
Yep.
And then the next time they go 4-0. And the next thing you know, it's 3-2. So they know they're going to try to keep the score low.
Yep.
As much as possible. If you've wrestled someone, you've wrestled 2 or 3 times.
Yeah,
Bob, especially from the same section.
Yeah, and Bob and I talked about it last week. Now with the point changes that came in last year,
right,
all of a sudden, an 8-0 deficit or a 9-2 deficit doesn't feel as insurmountable as it once did. You're right. Sometimes it can just take one combo move to flip the entire course of a match.
Yeah, you get a 7-point move just like that.
Yep.
So we'll see how this this plays out. It's going to be interesting. We've got a lot of wrestlers from Washington and Green, Fayette, that are in this round. So we're going to keep an eye on all those guys for you.
Yep. So we're going to go ahead and take a break here. The National Anthem coming up. When we return, wrestling action underway from Chartiers Valley High School. You are listening to WJPA and greensports.net.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
Hi, this is Attorney John Patrisic, and I've been your hometown attorney for nearly 30 years. Whether it be family law, the preparation of wills and powers of attorney, or the administration of an estate, I'm ready to assist you. I also represent clients on real estate matters including oil and gas, local government issues, contract disputes, and civil litigation including personal injury. If you're looking for an experienced attorney, I have offices in Bentleyville and Washington. Call 724-239-2330 for a free consultation.
Touchdown Waynesburg!
Ever wanted to work behind the scenes of a sports broadcast? Waynesburg University's Department of Communication gives you the opportunity to do just that. Our students produce the show, call the action, and tell the story as it happens. Or get involved in the sports information side, taking stats, PA announcing, and delivering the results to a growing sports audience. The Waynesburg University Department of Communication is waiting to hear from you. So what are you waiting for?
For more information, visit waynesburg.edu.
Hello, this is State Senator Cameron Bartolotta. As you cheer on our high school wrestlers and the grit and determination they bring to the mat, I want you to know I bring that same energy to serving our district and delivering for our communities, fighting for jobs, empowering schools, and honoring American values. I'm running for re-election, and the May 19th primary is a big one for many races, including mine. Let's show up strong and get out the vote. Learn more at CameraForSenate.com, paid for by Camera for Senate.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, McCrackenPharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
And welcome back. National Anthem is played. Wrestlers are on the mat. We are going to start, as Scott mentioned previously, with our blood round, and we have 4 107-pound matches coming out on there. That includes Carter Baker of Burgettstown. He'll be wrestling on mat 3. We also have a few others. Let's see here. Holden Humphreys, also from Chartiers Houston, against Brody Quigley of Best Center on mat four underway. Braden McClure and Zach Giolito on mat one or mat two from South Park and Elwood City, respectively. An early takedown for both Baker of Burgettstown and of, looks like, Humphreys, Quigley of Best Center, both with an early takedown. They both lead 3-0 early.
Okay, let's get on started over here on mat number four. We're going to Best Center quickly with the takedown. That's Brody Quigley. Got a 3-0 lead on Holden Humphreys over here on that mat number, I guess that's four. Mat four.
Yeah, you got 1-4 over on your right side. We're going to try to stack him as best we can.
1-4 on that one. And Quigley right up on top, tries to run the bar to the left side. And that's going to do it for the first period. Remember, 1-2-2 time here in these Constellation second round of action. Remember, you have to win to move on. Choice. It goes to Quigley. Quigley will go neutral. Shot underneath. Oh, nice takedown there by Holden Humphreys out of Chartiers, Houston, and he will tie this thing up 3-3. So we are tied 3-3. 114-pound matchup.
Oh, that is 114 pounds. You're right about that, Tom.
Yeah, it's 114. Trying to hit a standing switch. Come around. It's Quigley. Quigley trying to work around to the outside. Quigley out of Beth Center. And he's going to split the hands. He will get the two-point reversal as the hand stays in. It is 5-3 in favor of Quigley, leading over Humphreys.
Yeah, nice job there by Quigley. He kept that ankle pinned right on the line of the mat. Remember, just any part of the body has to be touching inside the circle. Quigley very cognizant of that and makes a nice reversal there, keeping that ankle pinned down.
False start, but that's on the other mat. The whistle came from the other mat, so they're going to...
Four mats going here. This is our only Washington Green County match here. Everything else is outside of that area.
Quigley up on top. Tight waist in. Humphreys tries to come to his feet. Can't make it out. This is going to be annoying.
I got
one of those computers that every time, like, if you leave it off for like 2 seconds,
I'm going to know Scott's passcode by the end of the day, that's for sure.
It's not going to be hard to figure out. He's got a bar working here. He's got him turned. He's starting to turn him in just a little bit, but they're going to be out of bounds. They're going to put him back in the center. 43 seconds remaining, second period. Quigley out of Beth Center with a lead of 5-3. Caution.
Go ahead, yep.
Humphreys saying those stands got to be above that line. Caution now going to call him Quigley.
Yeah, into a couple 114-pound matches now on a few of the other mats, but again focused on this Quigley-Humphreys match.
Humphreys to his feet. Quigley drags him back toward the edge, and they're going to go out of bounds one more time. 33 seconds to go. Second period. Takedown early in the match for Quigley. Countered there by Humphreys in the second, and then a reversal, and you're caught up with that 5-3 lead. Up again, because Humphreys to his feet. Holden Humphreys brought right back down to the mat by Quigley. Quigley out of Beth Center. Maintains control of that tight waist in there. Again, working up to all fours. Now back up to his feet. He's running out of time. He turns into him. And, oh, that's a big reversal by Humphreys with 5 seconds to go in the second period. And he ties the match up 5-5. Now he rolls Quigley to his back, but just they roll through.
Yeah, Humphreys up to his feet, kind of reached back. Maybe not something you would instruct them to do, but does a great job and able to hook that right leg of Quigley and then use that as almost a standing switch to eventually turn into him and get that reversal. Yeah, heads up play. A little. You mentioned a little bit of danger there. Guys are taking chances. You don't normally reach back like that, but you know, Humphreys recognizing trailing there late in the period, able to get the reversal and tie it up.
Well, it's Quigley's choice. Humphreys going to cut him.
Quigley didn't want to be cut.
Oh, they didn't get any points. Referees said they weren't completely broken out. Now Quigley out to the front. Quigley's got the leg. He's hanging on it. He's hanging on that leg. And look out. He's going to get splayed. Looked like there for a second. Humphreys was going to splayed him. But,
yeah, he had like a far side cradle that ended up sort of morphing into that splayed. You're right.
1:27 to go. And he's got him again. And he's got that cradle locked up. And Quigley is in trouble. Quigley has been put to his back here by Humphreys. Humphreys has that cradle in. He's going to get four out of this to make it 9-5.
Yeah, and that seemed to work out well for him. Again, you mentioned for Humphreys, tried to cut Quigley. Quigley didn't want it, and Humphreys able to turn it into near fall points, and Humphreys has more near fall points of the cradle.
More points coming now with 48 seconds to go. Humphreys in big time lead now. He's up 13-5, and this might be insurmountable here. And has he got that cradle locked up again? Quigley in trouble one more time here at 1:14. So your winner, if he doesn't get the fall here, and there's the fall. Time of the fall is going to be 4:31. Your winner is Holden Humphreys out of Chartiers, Houston, over Brody Quigley out of Best Center, and Quigley has been eliminated from the WPIL tournament.
And with that, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with more WPIL Boys 2A Wrestling here on WJPA and greensports.net.
Fallen in love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency here in Washington. When was the last time you reviewed your homeowner's policy? In recent years, the price of homeowner's insurance has gone up dramatically. In fact, some companies have raised their rates by as much as 35% in the last year. If you haven't reviewed your coverage lately, now is the time. You might be surprised at how much you can save. Call us at 724-228-3448, visit us online at dayinsurance.com, or stop by one of our offices in Washington or Hickory.
Welcome back. We just had a fall at 114 pounds. It was Blake Jameson of McGuffey, a fall of just 21 seconds over Dustin Mace of Avella. So a win there for Jameson. He'll advance. Mace's day is over. Additionally, here on mat one, we have Camden Stam of Chartiers, Houston. He trails 7-0 to Chase Brown of Yawk. They are in the second period.
7-0, Yawk Brown with the lead, as we just mentioned. It is 1:31 time running here, second period. 7-0 lead over Camden Stam out of Chartiers, Houston.
Stam almost able to cut free there, but not able completely, and Brown able to bring Stam down to the mat for a takedown, extends his lead out to 10-0.
Comfortably in the lead there.
Coming up on mat two, Gage Bradley of Burgettstown. He will be underway against Jake Guzik of South Park. Keep an eye on that one as well. Stam going to be down, again, trailing 10-0. Guzik and Bradley underway on mat two.
Over on mat four, keep you up to date there, it's Lyndon Aker out of Highlands leading over Beth Center's Gavin McClure. That one is right now 5-1, and that is headed to period number two. 5-1 score in that one.
Low single by Guzik of South Park on Bradley. Bradley now trying to figure for the head and kind of work down his body. Guzik leaning into him, going to roll through. Bradley still hanging on, no points awarded yet, and there's the takedown. Guzik of South Park, a 3-0 lead on Bradley. 30 seconds into the first period there. Our other Mat 3 match, Raiden Thomas of Valley, a 6-2 lead over Lauren Ketzel of Laurel. That's in the third period. Guzik still riding Bradley, just 10 seconds to go in that first period. This is at 121 pounds. Guzik with the boot in, able to break Bradley down in the first period will end. Jake Guzik, a 3-0 lead over Gage Bradley of Burgettstown, one period in. Stam able to get a two-point reversal towards the end of his period. He now trails 10-2 as they go to the third period. And they're going to start in the neutral position to start.
Lyndon Aker just picked up the fall at 127. He's your winner by fall over here. Gavin McClure of Elwood City. And he has been eliminated.
Gage Bradley starts the second period down. He's going to stand up to his feet, cut back into Guzik. Guzik hanging on to that right leg of Bradley. Bradley almost cleared himself. Still 3-0, no escape point given. So Guzik still in control. Bradley heavy on that head. Working hard. Guzik now trying to come into it a little deeper on the signal. Step through there by Bradley. Now just trying to push out towards the edge of the mat. Unable to do it. Guzik keeps hold. And they'll go back to the center. 131, second period. Guzik still leads 3-0.
Well, Brown was leading 10-0 yep. over Camden Stam of Chartres-Juice, and now it's 11-5. And Stam trying to pop out over here and get another takedown, and this yep. is what we were talking about earlier. Now it's 11-8. He's got to cut him again and try to take him down again, but time running short. He does. It's 12-8. Now a single leg shot in here into a double by Stam. Here it is.
He's got to clear that arm. Takedowns.
He's got yep. He's got another takedown. Cuts him again. Now it's 12-11. Now it is 13-11. Another takedown by Stam, and he's got the lead.
And they called Brown for stalling as well. So a stalling warning on Brown. Love to see Stam's energy here, really trying to push it.
Shot underneath by Brown. He misses wildly. Stam trying to throw the cross face in there. Stam holding on to that leg. Stam was down 10-0. He has cut it back to 13-11.
Brown's got to be careful for stalling. He's just holding on to that left leg. Stam just has to clear that left leg.
You have to get a stalemate here pretty soon. I'd call a stalemate.
Yeah. Stam, yeah, no favors done.
Trying to throw him over top, and he's going to run out of time. Boy, a nice try and a comeback by Camden Stam, but he's going to come up short, 13-11. Chase Brown out of Yawk is going to be your winner. Again, the final there is 13-11.
And Gage Bradley of Burgettstown was trailing 3-0 after the first period. Now here in the second period has gotten an escape and a takedown. Gage Bradley of Burgettstown now leads 4-3 over Jake Guzik of South Park. That's at 121 pounds. 24 seconds remaining, second period there. Looks like we had some blood time for Guzik. He's back to the center, and he will start down. Again, 24 seconds left. Bradley leading 4-3.
Noah Patton out of Washington taking on Victor Wagner of North Catholic. They are just now underway here on mat number one. Jefferson Morgans. James Delaney has a 6-0 lead of Jonah Hustutler of Keystone Oaks. They are underway. 6-0 in that one. Let's get over here to Noah Patton of Washington. For the Little Prexies, Noah Patton taking on Victor Wagner, down on one knee there. Both the wrestlers neutral. Not letting them underneath them.
Gage Bradley going to ride out for the remainder of the second period. He takes a 4-3 lead into the third period. Guzik has choice. He will choose down. Bradley did a nice job there riding after his takedown. So Guzik has his work cut out for him, trailing by one. As you mentioned, Delaney of Jeff Morgan, his lead now 10-0 over Hostetler of Keystone Oaks. So Delaney riding on top. He's got a minute and a half remaining in the second period there.
No score between Wagner and Patton. They'll go to the second period. Noah will go to the bottom position. Switch at the whistle. Now brought right back down to his side and now back down to his belly.
Guzik with an escape, but Bradley with a quick takedown. So now a 7-4 lead. Gage Bradley of Burgettstown leading Jake Guzik of South Park. About 80 seconds to go in that match.
Noah Patton work his way up to his feet. Nope. Wagner keeps him right back down to the mat.
Bradley continuing to ride on Guzik now as we approach a minute to go there. Delaney still leading 10-0 over on mat 3 against Hustler of Keystone Oaks.
Yeah, Wagner's got a pretty good bar working here on Patton. Patton's keeping that leg trap.
He's got to clear that leg, yep.
He's got that leg trap, so he can't get all the way around there. Now he's pushing on it as Wagner, and now he's sitting right up on top of him. Right onto the edge and out of bounds they'll go. They'll put him back into the center, it looks like, here in a second, and they do.
Guzik and Bradley out of bounds. 43 seconds remain here. Gage Bradley of Burgettstown leading 7-4 and riding on top. Guzik's going to need multiple moves here starting down. It looks like he's laboring on that right arm as well, as Bradley's been strong riding on top through the last two periods.
Noah Patton beating off the whistle, and Wagner throws him right back down to his belly. He goes right back to that bar.
Guzik with an escape. 7-5. Guzik of South Park trailing Bradley of Burgettstown. 35 seconds left. They will start in neutral position.
Now he's got him out to the side a little bit. Now he's going to run this bar. Now he jumps the half to the near side, or the far side. Back to the bar. Patton fighting is what all he's got, but as he's fighting, he's losing time to try to score.
And Guzik with a takedown. Bradley was trying to throw by in the front headlock. Guzik able to slip down and get the takedown. 10 seconds left now. Jake Guzik of South Park leading 8-7. He'll ride on top.
Patton's going to get a point with the locked hands, and now close to getting the reversal with 3 seconds to go is Patton.
Bradley up to his feet. Guzik hanging onto that right leg. Bradley looking for the sideline. Cannot get there. Jake Guzik of South Park with a comeback in the third period. He wins 8-7 over Gage Bradley of Burgettstown at 121 pounds.
Washington wanted a reversal there. They didn't get the reversal, but they got the locked hands call. And Wagner just kept those locked hands in there.
Just kept moving.
Just to keep him out of the way. All right, here we go. Patton from the top. Eventually you're going to have to cut him. You're down 1-0. Now he wraps up pretty tight there. He's got that reinforced half working. Is he going to get some back points? He is getting back points. So here goes Patton with some back points. Patton's going to get at least 2, 3. I don't know if he had 4 count or not. Let's see.
I think he's got all four loaded up. Yep.
He's got all 4. They've not been awarded, but he got a good half work, and he's got Wagner turned to his back. Wagner in the world of hurt. He's in the middle of the mat, nowhere to go. Patton's going to get the fall. Time of the fall is going to be 3:40. Noah Patton moving on from Washington High School.
Wrapping up here on mat 3, James Delaney of Jefferson Morgan. He leads 12-3 over Jonah Hustutler of Keystone Oaks. They are in the third period, just 30 seconds remaining there. So Delaney seemingly on his way to a victory there. And underway at 133 pounds on mat 2, Christian Triado of Hopewell. He has a 3-0 lead over Brian Thompson of Southside. We're going to take a quick break here. We'll come back, continue the action here from boys WPIL 2A Wrestling Championships from Chartiers Valley High School. This is the Green Sports Net, greensports.net, and WJPA.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
From the first steps in new love to every scraped knee and healing embrace, the obstacles they will overcome to the victories they will achieve. You have walked this path beside them. These are the moments you live for. By protecting their health with a regular schedule of care, they can fully embrace all of life's little moments. At Cornerstone Care, we create healthier tomorrows today.
To schedule an appointment, visit cornerstonecare.com/locations.
Welcome back to Chartiers Valley High School. James Delaney of Jefferson Morgan, a winner, 12-3 in his blood round bracket. He advances on the mat now. Several interested local wrestlers. Christian Triato of Hopewell, a 10-0 lead over Brian Thompson of Southside. That's at 133 pounds. Anthony Delaney of Brownsville trailing now 10-1 over Carter Thomas of Burrell. Keep an eye on that one. Underway on mat number three at 127 pounds, Shane Cronin of Beth Center against Gage Samuel of Avella. No score in that one. First period comes to an end between Samuel and Cronin. No score. Again, keeping you updated, Delaney of Brownsville, he trails 10-1 to Thomas of Burrell. Thomas now working on a nearside cradle. It looks like he's got Delaney stacked, just trying to restack it and push over for near fall points. Triato of Hopewell, 14-0. He's got near fall points over Thompson. This one's going to be over at 133 pounds. It will just be whether it's a fall or a technical fall. He's going to get four near fall points. So Kristen Triato of Hopewell, an 18-0 technical fall at 242 at 133 pounds. Again, underway, Carter Thomas of Burrell, a 12-1 lead now over Delaney. No score still between Cronin and Samuel, Best Center of Cronin, Avella for Samuel.
Well, Carter Thomas just picked up the win in technical there fall. 16-1 over Anthony Delaney of Brownsville. That's a consolation of 139. Okay.
Coming on
over, go ahead. On mat number four, Connor McKinney is, just mentioned, is trailing 9-0 to Central Valley's Garen McDonald. 9-0 in that one.
And underway on mat two now, Logan Fox of Elizabeth Forward. He is Justin Obadoble of Hopewell. Obadoble has a high single now. Gets Fox down to the mat. Fox bounces right back up, though, but they will give Obadoble the takedown as they Granby towards it, but then Obadoble gives up a reversal, so a two-point reversal for Fox. Almost had some near fall points as well. Doesn't get it. Obadoble still leads 3-2 now. Fox riding on top after the escape. No score still between Samuel of Avella, Cronin of Best Center. Right now, Cronin riding on top. 35 seconds remaining, second period there.
Connor McKinney. Something not right here. Mat four, right?
Yep.
That's Garen McDonald.
Yeah, he's got McKinney.
He's got him on his back in a headlock. He's going to get four there. That's going to make a 15-0. That's going to be your final. But that's not Best Center, though, is it?
No, it's Beaver Christian, or it's BCC.
Oh, really?
Beaver County Christian, maybe?
Beaver County Christian.
It's not Best Center, though. That is for sure.
Okay. I just want to make sure. I thought that's not a Best Center singlet.
It is. That is not a Best Center singlet. You are correct. Okay. You had that right.
They're going to have to fix that down at that table, you guys. Can't have BC for two different schools.
Underway on mat four now. Noah Somerville of Greensburg Salem and Lane Ely of McGuffey. They're underway. No score. Cronin and Samuel still no score, and they're down to the third period. Cronin finally with an escape, first points of the match. Cronin of Best Center leading 1-0 now over Samuel of Avella.
Lane Ely out of McGuffey, 152 pounds. Single leg shot here by Somerville. Somerville has a single leg on Ely. They're on the edge. He's no danger of getting taken down, though. They're both off, and they're going to put them back in the center. Ely and Somerville, 152.
Obadoble of Hopewell.
I'm sorry, 139. No, I apologize.
Staying in 139, Obadoble of Hopewell trailing 5-3 now to Logan Fox of Elizabeth Forward. 40 seconds remain, second period there. Fox with a takedown in the second period to give him his first lead at 5-3. Obadoble trying to stand up, little long arm, short arm around the waist. Fox basically throws Obadoble back on top, but able to regain his possession, and he'll stay on top. Now is the boots in, trying to break Obadoble back down. Still 5-3, he trails.
All right, we got no score after one period. Somerville and Ely. Ely's choice, he'll go to the bottom.
Cronin now leading 7-0 over Samuel of Avella. He's got a takedown near fall points, might have more near fall points waiting. And so Cronin in a good position now to finish this off against Samuel of Avella.
Off the edge they go, put him back in the center. Ely from the bottom. 139, consolation matchup here. As we mentioned earlier, this is the blood round. You win, you move on. You lose, you're out. Somerville, Greensburg-Salem. Up to his feet. goes Ely. Strips the hand, and he'll get one. Or did he give him one? I don't know if he gave him the 1 point or not. Yes, he does. He decides that is one. They got the escape. He is leading a point. But Somerville quickly right back in there on that leg to the left side.
Time is going to run out. Shane Cronin, an 11-0 win over Gage Samuel of Avella, came out and scored 11 points in the third period. So Cronin, your winner at 127. Obadoble of Hopewell trailing 7-5 now. They've exchanged escapes. Him and Logan Fox have. Fox now has the head, trying to dump Obadoble and come out the backside. Obadoble just hanging onto that right leg now. Now they come more square to each other and up to their feet. Fox will get an escape. It is 8-5. Logan Fox leads. A minute to go in the third period. Obadoble needs a takedown here to tie and extend the match.
Ely with a single leg. Got it. He takes Somerville down. He goes up 4-0. The takedown for Ely. He leads it 4-0. 46 seconds remaining here in period number two.
Now we got lots going on here. Over on mat three, Carter Cadis of Burgettstown is underway. He's got Archer Brua of Laurel. Cadis right on the edge, gets kind of a standing front cradle. He's got kind of going down to an ankle pick, kind of throws Brua back to the mat and gets a three-point takedown. Nice edge work there by Cadis.
Drug him right back into the mat.
Yep. And out of bounds, they'll go. Obadoble gives up the takedown to Fox. So now just 10 seconds to go there. Logan Fox of Elizabeth forward on his way to a victory now over Obadoble of Hopewell. His day will be done as well. Also underway on mat one, Caleb Patton of Wash High, a 3-0 lead over Vinny Boris of Hopewell.
Ely leading 4-0 after two periods. Choice now to Somerville. He will work from the bottom. 4-0. He's got to make up this. Easy to do, though. You get an escape and a takedown, you're tied right back up. You don't need two more.
Yep. Coming up on mat number two, Caden Millward of Freedom, against Brady Reitweiser of Burgettstown. So we'll have that one coming up here shortly. So two Burgettstown wrestlers, Reitweiser on mat two, Cadis on mat three. Cadis leads 3-0 after period one.
Single leg try to sweep that leg with Somerville, and right back into another single in there after the 1 point escape to Somerville. And Ely let him go. Ely had him. Yep. Let him go right on the edge there.
Caleb Patton of Wash High had a takedown right at the end of the period, but I don't think they awarded it to him because I think he ran out of time. So Patton will take a 3-1 lead into the second period against Boris Hopewell.
4-1 to count. Ely with the lead. Somerville trying to rush a tie of the arm. Underhook in there now by Ely. Ely has that underhook. Ely now a little close to a little bit of danger there.
Brady Reitweiser of Burgettstown, a takedown with 35 seconds into the first period. So Reitweiser leading 3-0 over Millward of Freedom. Cadis leads 4-0 in his match against Brua of Laurel. So both Burgettstown wrestlers in the lead right now.
Somerville came close once. Ely has kind of dominated.
Yep.
But it's only 4-1.
Yeah, not a lot of urgency here from Somerville.
No. Somerville going out. There he goes. Got good double, but he loses it. He's hanging on to one, but he's down on his belly, not in a real good position to score. Tries to scoot that leg up, move to his right a little bit. 5 seconds to go, and he's going to run out of time. Your winner is going to be Lane Ely out of McGuffey, 4-1. He will move on out at 139.
Just wrapping up here, Carter Cade is a 4-0 lead over Brua. They are still in the second period, about a minute in. Brua was dealing with some blood time. So that's why that match had stalled out a little bit. Reitweiser of Burgettstown, he still leads 3-0 over Millward of Freedom. That match, second period, just underway.
Caleb Patton holding on to a 5-2 lead over Vinny Boris. We are in the second period, 40 seconds to go in that one. Boris out of Highlands. or Hopewell, a 145-pound weight class. Kayla Patton out of Washington.
Cody Gates also now onto the mat. In 145 pounds, he's wrestling Carter Bizup of Ligonier Valley. No score there. Bizup in on a shot. Kate is still leading 4-0. Reitweiser still leading 3-0.
Benny Boris went headhunting, and he missed. And as he went headhunting, Kayla Patton just snuck around him and put him down to the mat. And after two periods, Kayla Patton with an 8-2 lead. Boris is looking for the big throw, and he's going to go. Look, he's going neutral again.
Yep.
He's going to look for the same thing again. I'm telling you right now.
Reitweiser of Burgettstown had a reversal, 5-0. He's now had a near side cradle. He'll get three near fall points, so Reitweiser has extended his lead out to 8-0 as their second period comes to a near a close. Carter Cadis of Burgettstown, he still holds a 4-0 advantage over Archer Brua of Laurel. That match, third period, is now underway. Cody Gates of Brownsville, he trails 3-0. And it looks like there may be some near fall points. There will be three near fall points. Gates now trails, or two, excuse me, he now trails 5-0 as they go to the second period.
145-pounder. Vinny Boris is lining up for that headlock, I can tell you.
Yeah, he's in the third period, and he's down six. He's looking for something. Yeah, he's trying to get up and under.
Yeah, he wants a seven-point move. A takedown and 4 points, that'll put him in the lead. But
still 1:13, though. Still some time
there's
here.
There's time here.
Yeah, I don't. Reitweiser, 8-0. Second period and an end there. So Reitweiser in control. Kate is still leading 4-0. He's got the boots in on Brua, minute 30 remaining third period there.
Boris went with the underhooks, then tried to come up across the body and get the headlock. He lost that again, and now he's down 11-2.
Yeah, it feels like that's telling of just, you kind of know what, when you're looking for that just all or nothing type of move. Patton does a nice job of recognition of that and hanging on. Cody Gates of Brownsville is still trailing 5-0 now. He rides on top second period against Bizup of Ligonier Valley.
11-2 score, right on the edge. Caleb's just keeping him right here. Now he takes him out, and they'll come back into the center. 11-2 the score, he's got the lead. Back over there on mat number four, it's Cody Gates trailing 5-0 from Brownsville. He's trailing to Carter Bizup of Ligonier Valley.
Kate is now 45 seconds left, still leading 4-0, has ridden for the entire third period over Brua of Laurel. Reitweiser of Burgettstown, he now leads 10-0 over his wrestler from Freedom, Millward. Millward will stand up and finally get his first point, so 10-1. Reitweiser leads. Out of bounds, they'll go.
Caleb Patton's your winner, 15-2. He moves on out at 145.
We'll wrap up this Cadis and Reitweiser match for you. Reitweiser, another takedown. He now leads 13-1, just 40 seconds to go there. Carter Cadis still leading 4-0. Continuing to ride Brua of Brua, just kind of stuck. A couple half sit-outs, and Cadis in good position. Reitweiser similarly in good position. Gates of Brownsville trailing 6-0 second period. Now leads or trails 9-0. Carter Cadis, your winner, though, at 139 pounds, a 4-0 victory over Archer Brua of Laurel. And then Brady Reitweiser of Burgettstown, he's going to be your winner, 13-1 over Caden Millward of Freedom.
And Brownsville's Gates is going to get pinned in the third period. Time of that will be 4:43.
There we go. Great chance for us to take a break. We'll be back with more coverage of the WPIL Boys 2A Championships from Chartiers Valley High School. You are listening to WJPA and greensports.net.
Join the team at Schweinebraten Bus Company, a family-owned business in Washington. Schweinebraten Bus Company is hiring. Earn highly competitive wages with paid training and sign-on bonus, plus holiday and loyalty bonuses. Learn more. Call 724-222-4113. Proudly serving the area since 1929. Schweinebraten Bus Company, the shiniest school buses in town. Looking for great drivers like you. Call today, 724-222-4113.
Sarah's Candies makes fundraising simple and sweet.
Sarah's chocolate bars and pretzel rods are made with quality ingredients. Ordering is easy, and you can earn up to 50% profit. Perfect for schools, sports teams, bands, and community organizations. They're the treats people know, love, and ask for by name. Visit sarahscandiesfundraising.com or call 800-255-7771 to get started today. Sarah's Candies Fundraising. When it tastes this good, fundraising is easy.
Royal Ivy Rentals has everything you need for your next event. You may be planning a large wedding or a small birthday party. Either way, Royal Ivy Rentals has you covered. Royal Ivy Rentals has tents in many sizes and can supply banquet tables, round tables, fill and chill tables, linens, chairs, tent lighting, a portable bar, dance floor, coolers, heaters, and even yard games. So whether it's a big event or any old get-together, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. 724-998-5805. That's 724-998-5805.
Welcome back. We'll start on a mat two. Angelo Mell of Chartiers Houston. He trails 3-0 to Liam Jones of Burl. That first period just comes to a close. And over on mat four, Evan Triado of Hopewell. He trails 3-0 to Logan Noyes of Burgettstown. That match just into the second period again. Noyes leading that one 3-0.
He got that takedown early, too.
Noyes did.
Yeah, he got it pretty early in the match and kind of just rode in the entire. Got him out, it was only 1 minute, but kept him on the mat for about 45 seconds.
They'll go out of bounds. Noyes starting down, trying to find points. Mell in some trouble against Jones of Burl. Jones is leading now 6-0 and almost had a few more near fall points. Mell really fighting there from the bottom, able to get back to his base.
Over here on mat number one, this is the this is the Beaver County Christian.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, I guess that's it. BC. Or I'm sorry, no, they're on deck. This is Avonworth, Logan Kroll and Dominic Lascotti, and it's 9-3 in favor of Avonworth's 9-4 now. Is Kroll? He has the lead. This is at 152 pounds. Over on mat number four, Logan Noyes, still 3-0. Now he'll get the reversal, make it 5-0.
Liam Jones immediately put those boots in on Mel of Char Houston. So 6-0, Jones is leading and has Mel completely flat on the mat, heavy on that head, trying to get that second leg in. He has that left leg under the body and now trying to just turn Mel, and he's going to get a few near fall points. Will Liam Jones? He's got three. He's got all four of them waiting. So 10-0 now. Liam Jones of Burl leading Angelo Mel of Char Houston.
Noyes went all the way out in front and then came back around him. There's confidence there. 5-0. And he's got a bar working to the left, cross face right. Tries to chin him back and he does. Chins him right to his back and he gets the fall, just like that.
Yeah, I just caught him there, and oof, not a lot you can do from there.
2:54, time of the fall.
And another fall. It's going to be Liam Jones of Burl. A fall at 2:51 over Angelo Mell of Chartiers Houston. So Mell's day is complete after a fall from Jones. We're going to go ahead. We got coming up on the mat, we got Bryce Smith of West Green. We'll come back and cover his match when we get back here. You are listening to Boys AA Championship WPIL Wrestling from Chartiers Valley High School. This is WJPA and greensports.net.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
Welcome back. Bryce Smith of West Green at 160 pounds, wrestling Braxton Carr of Laurel. No score here. First period just about to an end. Carr gets behind Smith, lifts him up, takes him to the mat, and with just 2 seconds remaining, Braxton Carr, the sixth seed at 160 pounds, finds a takedown, and Bryce Smith will now trail 3-0 going into the second period. Smith given choice. He will choose down to begin.
I look at the bracket. 160 is absolutely loaded.
Yeah, I was talking to the head coach at South Park before we got started, and he made the same comment to me about just absolutely loaded up is 160.
160 is unbelievable.
Yeah,
it's just hard to get out of.
Yeah, Bryce Smith is a fantastic wrestler, and to run into a guy like Braxton Carr in the blood round, a heck of a way to wake up on Saturday morning. Carr's going to try to work a bar and a half on the other side. Smith does a nice job cinching down on that left arm and trying to keep it at bay, back up to his base. Carr is heavy on that head, trying to walk up towards the head. He'll set back and ride hip to hip there. Looking around here, looks like this is our only local wrestler, so we'll stay focused on Smith there. Now has wrist control, has that left arm of Smith pinned back against his back. He's trying to almost peel back the head. Again, Smith done a nice job defending, but Carr just relentless on top here. We're a minute into the second period. Carr of Laurel still leading 3-0 over Smith of West Green. Continues to work. Smith trying to get up to his base. We're going to get a potentially dangerous. I think working that left arm with the wrist and was maybe wrenching that arm in a direction he couldn't. The official comes in and gives Carr a little bit of education as to why he blew that whistle, and they'll reset 48 seconds to go. Second period, 3-0. Carr still leads.
Derry High School's,
Jeremiah Guess
taking on Josiah Bosch out of Beaver County Christian, and it's quickly 3-0 in favor of Guess out of Derry. What a great year for the Derry.
Boy, you could say that again.
And then they go into the team tournament and get beat 54-9 to Faith Christian.
I mean,
how good is Derry, and now how good is Faith Christian
to get?
I mean, that's crazy.
That's a wild result given the success that Derry had.
That's nuts.
I know. Well, I've always been a proponent that wrestling, specifically in this Western Pennsylvania area, is as good as it gets anywhere in the country, not just the states. And you're right. So you're right. For a program like Derry to have the success they had as a team this year, to then have a result like that is just, you're right. It's absolutely incredible.
It's incredible. And absolutely incredible.
Second period will come to an end. Carr rides for the entire second period over Smith of West Green. He'll take a 3-0 lead into the third period. Carr will choose down, so Smith will ride on top. Smith again trailing 3-0. Smith continuing to ride. Tries to get that left leg in. Now gets high as Carr comes up on all fours. Smith looks high. Carr trying to grab that left arm of Smith there for a minute to pull him down to the mat. Smith does a nice job to reset, both break Carr down and get his hips set back. So now Carr broken down, Smith heavy on the head, trying to get a half in. Carr's going to pinch that off and work his way back up to his base. Smith heavy on the legs, but trailing 3-0, a minute 15 remaining in this third period. Again, heavy on the head, trying to find something. We'll see if the official decides to either stalemate or provide a stalling warning against Braxton Carr of Laurel. As Smith continues the fight, we're now under a minute to go. No sign from the official. Now he's yelling at the wrestlers, maybe yelling at Carr in particular to maybe get moving a little bit. As Smith is just efforting to try and find points to do something. We're now under 40 seconds to go. Bryce Smith of West Green still trailing 3-0. Again, surprise, no stalemate, no stalling warning. There's the stalling warning as Smith will let Carr up. So 4-0, Carr now leads. Smith going to have to push, trailing 4-0. He's going to need a takedown. He's going to need a combo here as they kind of stand just head-to-head, pushing on each other. Smith trying to work into the body, looking maybe for that headlock or that throw. And Carr just working against it as they'll go out of bounds. Just 8 seconds remaining there. Braxton Carr leading 4-0 over Bryce Smith of West Green. Whistle blows. They'll come back into it. Smith trying to fight into the body, looking for a throw or a headlock. He's going to run out of time. Braxton Carr of Laurel, a 4-0 win over Bryce Smith of West Green. We're going to go ahead and take another break. We'll come back and provide more wrestling. This is the WPIL Boys 2A Championship from Chartres Valley High School on greensports.net and WJPA.com.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
What is Kinetic Fiber Internet? It's internet at the speed of light that helps you do everything better. It's a dedicated connection to your home that keeps everyone connected at the same time. It's cutting-edge technology that grows with you and lets you browse, stream, and game with virtually no lag or buffering. Ultra-fast, ultra-reliable Kinetic Fiber Internet. Internet better.
Welcome back to Chartres Valley High School. A lot of fine folks providing us support for us to be able to bring this to you. Want to give a quick shout out to our sponsors and those who help us do what we do here. Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Hernberger Insurance Agency on Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Shaft Drillers International, combined strength, unparalleled resources. Visit Green. Green County has something for everyone. Log on, visitgreen.org. Attorney John Patricic, nearly 30 years of experience, giving your case the attention it deserves. Waynesburg University, grow with us at Waynesburg University. Camerata Bartolotto for Pennsylvania Senate. Find out more at cameraforsenate.com. McCracken Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. People you know, people you can trust. Day Insurance Agency on East Maiden Street, Washington on Main Street Hickory. Online, dayinsurance.com, celebrating more than a half a century of service. CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. Cornerstone Care, creating healthier tomorrows today. Schwine Broughton's Bus Line, the shiniest school buses in town, and they're looking for drivers like you. Sarah's Candy, supporting Pennsylvania Wrestling for over 50 years. Royal Ivy Rentals, when planning your next event, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all of your party needs. Slovenian Savings and Loan, big enough to serve, small enough to care. Iron Synergy, creating tomorrow's energy today. Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation in Advanced Surgical Hospital. And Kinetic, internet better. Again, thank you to those folks for helping out and this and all of our coverage.
Garrett Newman underway here at 160 pounds. Scoreless with Braden Reynolds out of Freedom High School. And then Newman will get the takedown, lock up a cradle. And throws Reynolds to his back in the cradle. He's got him, and he sticks that knee in there as well. Trying to break the grip. He does, Reynolds does, but he's going to give up 4 points, 6-0, 7-0, excuse me. Now Newman right on him quickly, jumps out in front. Tries to work a reinforced half there, picks his man up, drops him right back down. Newman with a 7-0 lead, 14 seconds to go here in this opening period. Newman holding on to this lead, a 7-0. Actually not holding on, pretty commanding lead here, 7-0. Out of bounds they'll go. Oh, that's the horn.
Underway on, we're in the second period actually. It's Chaz Rush of Avella at 172 pounds. He now trails Jonah Bosch of Beaver County Christian 8-6. Rush was out to an early 6-0 lead. Bosch now has come all the way back. And now leads 8-6, 40 seconds to go. Second period there. Bosch riding on top, trying to tilt over Rush. They're going to go out of bounds. 33 seconds left. Rush trails 8-6.
Camden Barkey underway, 172 pounds. And Levi Faust. Barkey out of South Park. Faust out of Ligonier Valley. They are scoreless. Back over to Newman now. Newman will start from the bottom. 7-0 the score. Turns out and faces. Drops his man to the mat. gets the two-point reversal, goes up 9-0.
And Chaz Rush with a two-point reversal of his own with 20 seconds to go in the second period. He has now tied Jonah Bosch of Beaver Christian County, or Beaver County Christian. Now 8-8, 15 seconds to go. Second period there. Rush ties it. Rush going to lift, try to bring Bosch back down. Bosch will cut away. Bosch now leads 9-8, second period nearing a close.
Newman tries a cross-face cradle. He's got it locked up. He's got that cradle locked up. He's on the edge, trying to keep one foot in, trying to bring him backwards, bring him back toward the side so he keeps him on the mat. Reynolds will break that grip, come up to his feet. Newman hanging on around the waist. Newman with a lead, comfortable lead of 9 points.
And we have Chaz Rush of Avella in on a shot. Third period underway. He trails 9-8 to Jonah Bosch. And over on mat three, it is Eli Bosch of Beaver County Christian against Javon Woods of Wash High. No score there. 30 seconds into the first period.
Reynolds is going to get an escape. He'll make it 9-1. Ankle pick try by Newman. Misses. Off the edge they go. They'll come back in the center.
Rush in on a shot. Bosch is going to stand up and break of that. Rush back down into another shot. Bosch again sprawls out and keeps Rush away. Now Bosch in on a shot. He's got Rush on his backside. Rush trying to work back through the legs. But a good counter shot there by Jonah Bosch now. And Chaz Rush in some trouble. Now trying to throw Bosch over. And Rush is stuck. Rush is going to give up the takedown and near fall points. Or at least a takedown. Does fight back to his stomach. But Jonah Bosch now leading 12-8 with just 50 seconds to go.
Two periods in the book with Newman. He's got a lead of 9-1. He leads over Braden Reynolds, 9-1. Across the way, Levi Faust leading their valley, 2-1. Over Camden Barkey out of South Park. Newman trying to work his way up to his feet. Prime is Reynolds. Reynolds comes up to his feet. Dragging down on one leg is Newman. Pulls him back toward the edge. Newman tries to take him over top.
Javon Woods of Wash High with an escape, so he leads 1-0 over Eli Bosch. And on the other side, Chaz Rush, he is going to fall here. A 12-8 decision. Jonah Bosch is going to find a way to win that one. Chaz Rush, a tight one, but falls 12-8 at 172 pounds.
Another cradle for Newman. He'll get four. 13-1. Now he'll cut his man loose, make it 13-2. Newman just got to stay away from the big throw. There he is, head hunting. Right up there around that head.
Yep.
Trying to pull him into a headlock is Reynolds. Not in a really good spot, and out of bounds they go. 51 seconds to go in that match, and Newman with a comfortable lead of 13-2.
And Woods of Wash High still leading 1-0, wrestling on his feet. 35 seconds to go, second period. This is against Eli Bosch, Beaver County Christian. Fake shot there by Woods. Separated. Bosch in on a shot. Good defense and sprawl there by Woods. Now has Bosch in a front headlock. Now they tussle here, a little over-under. And underway on mat two, Cashmain of McGuffey underway against Braden Tanilli of Burl. So Maine of McGuffey underway, no score there. And Javon Woods catches Eli Bosch. Takedown and a fall. At, I guess would that be 256. So Javon Woods of Wash High, your winner. He's going to advance on. Maine and Tanilli, no score here early first period.
Well, I'm going to give Reynolds some credit here. He's tried everything. He tried the cement mixer. He's tried a headlock. He tried to throw him over top of him, almost on a suplex, which you can't do, but he tried. And it's 13-2, and I'll give him credit, but Newman is your winner. He picks up the win 13-2. He will move on out. He is Newman from McGuffey. Final across the way as well, just to let you know. Levi Faust out of Ligonier Valley, a winner 7-5.
I think Barkey pinned him.
Oh, Barkey got the pin.
Yeah, Barkey pinned him.
Oh,
yeah.
Barkey got the pin. I didn't catch the time. Barkey is your winner. That's right. Barkey out of South Park.
Hey. So I'm a South Park grad. I always want to take some.
You want the Eagles to do
well. I always want the Eagles to do well, yeah. In addition, a few matches going on. Charles Brenkel of Freedom, he has a 3-0 lead over Levi Yater of West Green. That's a 7-8 seed wrestling in the blood round here. So Brenkel and Yater. Yater trailing 3-0 at the 172 pounds.
Shannon Archie out of Burgistown underway here, 189 pounds. Taking on Jake Mundorf, or Mundorf out of Ligonier Valley.
Cash Main of McGuffey, a 1-0 lead over Tanili of Burrell. They're in the second period, so an escape by Main.
Mundorf has been put to his back by Archie. Archie almost got caught himself. Now he's got a half air. He tried to pull him over his body. He did. He almost was in trouble. Mundorf is in trouble here from Archie. Archie trying to pick up the fall. Archie, half underneath. Archie maintains control. Mundorf, give him credit. He's fighting. 5 seconds to go. Still no fall. Archie trying to finish this thing off, and he won't, but he'll go up 7-0.
Yeah, I just needed to walk those legs up around the head. Was just trying to push over. You're right. Give Mundorf a lot of credit there. Archie had him stuck there for a while. Cash Main of McGuffey, he still leads 1-0, 38 seconds and counting remaining in the second period. They are in the neutral position. And Brenkel of Freedom, he has a 7-0 lead over Levi Yater of West Green. Now that's a minute 20 remaining. Second period there, Brenkel riding on top.
There he is, out in front again, is Archie. He's tried that a couple times.
Yeah, Archie just so strong there, able to.
Him has got caught on his back the last time, though. 7-1 our score as he gives up the one-point escape. Tried that front headlock, and now it's 7-1.
Yater now trailing, 7-1, Well, Yater's trailing 7-1 as well, so two matches that we're following here, both 7-1 scores right now. Tucker Main, a takedown of Tanili of Burrell, so Maine now leads 4-0. Brenkel with another takedown of Yater, so Brenkel now up to 10-1. 30 seconds to go, second period there. Tucker Maine starting the third period. He'll start on the top position, leading 4-0.
Down to 55 seconds to go here, second period. Archie, Shannon Archie out of Burgistown, leading over Jake Mundorf from Ligonier Valley.
Tucker Main gives up the escape to Tanili, so 4-1. Second period will come to an end. Brenkel of Freedom with a 10-1 lead over Yater of West Green. Yater choosing neutral, just trying to work into something here, trailing by 9.
Archie just letting Mundorf do the shooting, and he tries to counter. They're right on the edge. Double leg slag misses, single leg shot, in behind goes Archie. Archie picks up Mundorf, drops him on his wallet, and gets the takedown. 10-1, Archie out of Burgistown.
Tanili in on a shot, but Main does a great job there to fight it off. Wizard through, and Tucker Main has extended his lead now to 7-1. Oh, wait, they haven't given him the takedown yet? I thought Main would have had it, yeah. Still haven't given Tucker Main the takedown. Still leads 4-1, but is essentially riding on top. They'll come up. You know what? They did give Maine the takedown. Now they're neutral. So 7-2. Maine leads Tanili. Just 30 seconds to go, third period there. Levi Yater trailing 18-4 on the other side. Maine now stuck, though. Tanili with a takedown. He's got near fall points. Maine trying to work through. He'll get a reversal. I'm not sure where the points are going to lie there. It was 7-5. I don't know if. So Tucker Main leading, or Cash Main, leading 9-8. What a wild couple of minutes. We'll recap it here in a second. Cash Main is going to be your winner, 9-8. So just to quickly recap, it was 7-2. Cash Main was leading. They were on their feet. A takedown by Tanilli made it 7-5. Tanilli then got three near fall points, which made it 8-7. Cash Main, though, a reversal late. He wins 9-8. So Cash Main was in control for the majority of that match. Gave it up for just a few seconds there, but Cash Main, your winner at 189 pounds, a 9-8 decision over Braden Tanilli of Burl.
Back over now with, let's go to your winner by fall, by the way, was Archie at 189. While that was going on, he picked up the fall, so he will move on out, and he will qualify for next week at Altoona High School. Down below us is bout number 264, 189. Dom Samaro Torres out of Carlington and Jack Miles out of Laurel. They are 10-9. This thing has been kind of crazy. Miles has the lead. We're down to 10 seconds to go. Torres now tries to throw him, and in the meantime, he gets thrown to his back, and that's going to do it right there. Your winner by fall is going to be Miles, Jack Miles out of Laurel. He'll move on out.
Let's go ahead and take a quick break. We'll come back with more wrestling. You're listening to the WPIL Boys 2A Championship from Chartiers Valley High School. You're listening on WJPA.com and greensports.net.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
You have to have insurance, but you don't have to overpay for it. Have the rates gone up on your auto and home policies? Make an appointment with Hernberger Insurance to discuss all your coverages, home, auto, life, and business. As an independent agency, Hernberger Insurance can provide the coverage you need and shop for the best price. Proud to support our local sports teams, coaches, athletes, and fans. The Hernberger Insurance Agency, Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Call 724-745-6474.
Welcome back to Chartiers Valley High School. Got a couple local matches going on mat one. Derek Diamond of Frazier, no score against Josh Batatachi of Highlands. They're wrestling there. Over on mat two, Braden Taggart of Bentworth. He has a 10-1 lead over Braden Bucci of South Park. That's at 189 pounds. And at 215 pounds on mat three, it's Adam Beloga of Burgettstown, a 1-0 lead over Lucian Williams of Southside. So we'll keep an eye on those three matches.
Derek Diamond. Scoreless. That's how this period looked like it's going to end. With Batachi out of Highlands. Scoreless after one. Across the way, we got a quick win here. Your winner out of Burl High School, Aiden Kun.
Yep,
Aiden Kun. He is your winner. He will move on out.
Taggart of Bentworth, he now leads 13-3. He'll get another takedown, now 16-3. He leads Bucci of South Park. So Taggart's just kind of letting them up. So another takedown and escape. So 16-4, Taggart leads. Beloga of Burgettstown with a takedown. He now leads 4-0 over Williams of Southside.
Diamond's going to get an escape. Go up 1-0. Derek Diamond here on mat number one.
Another takedown for Taggart. So Braden Taggart, your winner, the 8 seed of from Bentworth, a 19-4 technical fall over Braden Bucci of South Park. So Taggart survives the blood round and will move forward. Over on mat three, Beloga of Burgettstown, he still leads 4-0. They go to the third period now. He'll start down. Williams of Southside will start on top.
Diamond with that lead, 1-0. He almost got taken down earlier. So he's a little duck under try there by Batachi. Gets nothing. Again, tries that duck under into a single leg. He's got the leg of Diamond. Diamond able to get back out of the way. And now he puts his weight, tries to scoot in behind, and he does. He gets the takedown, does Diamond, and he goes up 4-0.
Williams with an escape, so Williams trailing Bologos of Burgettstown 4-1, a minute 20 to go. They are wrestling on their feet, not currently tied up. The takedown for Williams could get him tied here, so a little over-under as they push here to the near side of the mat. Pushing back towards center now.
Diamond down to 10 seconds to go in the second period. He's got a comfortable lead.
Williams trying a front trip there with that over-under. Kind of pushing the envelope a little bit. You see the Burgettstown coaching staff coaching Beloga saying, hey, there's still a minute left, and Williams seems to be pushing the pace or controlling the pace right now.
Patachi's going to get pinned. 2:59 time of the fall. Your winner is Diamond out of Fraser. So he'll move on out.
Coming up on that one, Tyler Clayton of Chartiers Houston. He'll have Peyton Ban of Southmoreland. So we'll try to keep an eye on that match. 7-1, Beloga with the takedown. He's going to let Williams up. 7-2 now, 30 seconds to go. Beloga now just needs to avoid the combo move here, leading by five. And then Beloga going on the offense, up five. Sometimes the best defense is a good offense. Beloga in on a shot of Williams, just 15 seconds to go. Adam Beloga in good position here. They're going to get a quick stalemate whistle, though. 12 seconds, they'll come back to their feet. 7-2, Beloga leads.
Tyler Clayton, Chartiers Houston, taking on Peyton Ban out of Southmoreland. They are just now underway here in the 215-pound consolation matchup. This is the last match on this mat. They will start, they tell me, the semifinals right at 11:30. So they'll start right around.
Might have a few there. Beloga, your winner, 7-2 over Williams of Southside. These two wrestlers know each other well. Wrestled last week at the Southern Regional, so good sportsmanship there. A lot of sportsmanship showing off there. So good result, good finish. Love to see it.
No score after one between Clayton and Ban.
And coming up on mat three, another local match here. Landon Heath of Jefferson Morgan, a 5-seed here in the blood round. He has Keegan Voland of Southside waiting. So we'll see if Heath and Voland, as Clayton continues to wrestle on mat one in front of us.
Up to his feet, 1 point escape for Clayton. 1-0, he's got the lead. Ankles trying for a single leg, misses badly. It's Peyton Ban, and as he misses, Clayton is going to spin in behind or try to get in behind, and he will. He will get the takedown and go up 4-0.
Yeah, big takedown there from Clayton.
4-0.
Heath and Boland push each other out of bounds. No score there. They're 30 seconds into their first period.
Spinning around from underneath is Ban. Ban will get the leg, try to pull Clayton over top. He's got Clayton very high. He's going to get one. Clayton just bails on that. And they are out of bounds. They'll put him back in the center.
And Landon Heath steps in to a throw and puts Keegan Voland on his back. And Landon Heath of Jefferson Morgan, a fall at 50 seconds over Keegan Voland of Southside. So Heath, the 5-seed, will live to fight another round with a win over Voland of Southside.
Back over to Clayton. Clayton with a 4-1 lead. Here at 215 pounds.
Last three bouts going on.
They're going to take about a 20-minute break, it looks like.
Yeah, we're going to have a little bit of time here. Take some time and set up the semifinals, as you mentioned, coming in. And you're right. I think you're right. You made the point to me, Scott, that I think the semifinals are just going to be running two mats.
I think they're going over here.
Yep, so they'll be doing that. So we'll be able to give you more in-depth coverage of the semifinals here with just two of us and two mats. So we'll be able to track that well.
Which mat can you see better, this one or that one?
Honestly, it's 6.5 and one or the other.
Okay, that's
you and I both have the same. For those of you who have been to Chartiers Valley, very accommodating, but we have a railing that kind of intercepts our sight line a little bit. So
it's probably easier for me to take this one.
I think that's probably true.
I'll take these two. Yeah.
There you go. That's perfect.
7-1 our score. We go to the third period.
A few other matches just to throw out there. Shawm of Mount Pleasant, a 2-0 lead over Martin of Burl. That's a 285. Okay, go ahead. And then Borajewski of Freedom, East Trailie, and Papuga of Derry, 4-2. That's in the third period as well.
1 point escape. Now it's 7-2. Clayton up. 7-2 the score. Clayton leading over Band out of Southmoreland. Matt number one, 215 pounder. Single leg shot by Band. He's got the leg of Clayton. Clayton sprawling back out. Pressure around that chest underneath. Trying to spin in behind. Band trying to get his arm loose. He get his arm loose. Look out. Now watch for the head. Clayton slides in behind. He'll get the takedown. He'll go up by a count of 10-2. 10-2 the score. Clayton out of Chartiers, Houston is leading. And in control.
Looks like now just two mats remain as we have wrestlers who have spilled on to mats 2 and 3 as those consolation round matches have completed.
Now Clayton out in front, maintains control, pushes down on the heads, tries to work the half on the far side. Watch out for the Peterson. Look out for the Peterson because that's what he's got locked up underneath.
Yep. Right now Clayton's just got to play defense here, up 8.
Yep, he lost it. All right, 20 seconds ago, 10-2. You can see what he was setting up.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, he was coming close with it. 10-2 the score, 12 seconds, out of bounds they go. They'll put him back in the center. Clayton looking to move on out for the Chartiers Houston Buccaneers. For the Bucks.
It looks like we're going to get a little blood time, so let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll wrap up this Tyler Clayton match. You're listening to WPIL Boys 2A Wrestling from Chartiers Valley High School here on greensports.net and WJPA.com.
At Shaft Drillers International, we're a world leader in construction. We deliver industry-leading blind bore shaft, abandoned well and new hole drilling, geotechnical, carbon capture, solution mining, and water resource development solutions grounded in integrity, safety, and community. We don't just deliver construction solutions. We volunteer and invest in our community. Visit shaftdrillers.com to learn more and to discover rewarding career opportunities.
Welcome back. Looks like Peyton Band of Southmoreland has been cleaned up. Just 12 seconds remain. Now they're actually going to kind of make sure Tyler Clayton doesn't have any residual blood. Looks like that's all been taken care of. So we're going to jump back in, and Scott will give you the last 12 seconds here.
Clayton's on top. Up to his feet. Nope, can't make it. Band tried to get up. Clayton will sit in behind him. Now he'll give him the 1 point escape. Just kind of stay away from him now. And that's going to do it. Final score is 10-3. Clayton moves on out for Chartiers Houston.
And we're going to take another break. We're going to come back, get you set up for semifinal action starting at 11:30. You are listening to WPIL Boys 2A Wrestling Championships from Chartiers Valley High School on WJPA.com and greensports.net.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
Hi, this is Attorney John Patrisic, and I've been your hometown attorney for nearly 30 years. Whether it be family law, the preparation of wills and powers of attorney, or the administration of an estate, I'm ready to assist you. I also represent clients on real estate matters including oil and gas, local government issues, contract disputes, and civil litigation including personal injury. If you're looking for an experienced attorney, I have offices in Bentleyville and Washington. Call 724-239-2330 for a free consultation.
Touchdown Waynesburg! Ever wanted to work behind the scenes of a sports broadcast? Waynesburg University's Department of Communication gives you the opportunity to do just that. Our students produce the show, call the action, and tell the story as it happens. Or get involved in the sports information side, taking stats, PA announcing, and delivering the results to a growing sports audience. The Waynesburg University Department of Communication is waiting to hear from you. So what are you waiting for?
For more information, visit waynesburg.edu.
Hello, this is State Senator Cameron Bartolotta. As you cheer on our high school wrestlers and the grit and determination they bring to the mat, I want you to know I bring that same energy to serving our district and delivering for our communities, fighting for jobs, empowering schools, and honoring American values. I'm running for re-election, and the May 19th primary is a big one for many races, including mine. Let's show up strong and get out the vote. Learn more at CameraForSenate.com, paid for by Camera for Senate.
Welcome back to Chartiers Valley High School. We are officially out of the blood round, and our semifinal matches will be next up. Those will start promptly at 11:30, so about 15 minutes to go. From there, we'll jump back down into a couple consolation rounds and championship matches for first, third, fifth, and seventh. Seventh will begin around 3 p.m., so we'll take a break there, but we've got plenty of action still to come here over the next couple of hours. And again, semifinal matches are next. They'll be running just two mats for the semifinals. So that'll give us a chance to give you more in-depth coverage of those matches as they progress into the afternoon. Scott, any thoughts there through that blood round? I think it was about what we expected. Yeah. There were a few upsets. Definitely saw some guys taking chances. A few tight matches. I think those are probably going to be some of the tightest matches we see moving forward until we get to the championship round at 3 o'clock.
Yeah, I mean, that's basically what you're going to have. And then when you get into, like, closer into the consolation semis, and if guys are banged up, you're going to see coaches say, you know, I'm going to hold them out.
Yep.
You know, we're not going to put them in there. We know where we're basically going to be in a bracket. We'll kind of keep them out, keep this guy safe. You're going to see some injury defaults through these next few rounds because the biggest thing was to get them qualified for next week at Altoona. That's the big thing you got to do.
Yeah, absolutely. Not that seeding doesn't matter, but you're right. I think at some point you're worried about just making sure
right. You
can get week to week. This is it's so challenging for 3 or 4 weeks to just go week to week to week.
Right.
You're wrestling guys, again, who are throwing their best efforts forward, and a lot of times you're seeing a lot of similar faces as you progress week to week. We're going to go ahead and take another break, and when we come back, we'll get semifinal matches underway for you beginning at 11:30 here from Chartiers Valley. You're listening to WPIAL Boys 2A Wrestling Championships on WJPA.com and greensports.net.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, McCrackenPharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
Introducing personal loans from First Federal of Greene County. Now you can access up to $25,000 with no collateral, no application fee, and no closing costs, plus fixed rate interest, flexible loan terms, and a simple application. This is a personal loan designed for your busy life. Visit ffgc.bank for more information or visit a loan officer in Washington or Waynesburg to get started today. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, and MLS 458729.
Welcome back to Chartiers Valley. Just wanted to catch everybody up and make sure it is understood what is coming next. We'll have about 10 minutes of break, and we will be back promptly right at 11:30 to get us rolling here from Char Valley. This will be the semifinals coming up for boys 2A wrestling. So hang tight, stay put, stay close to your dial, and we will be back in 10 minutes to bring you more action, and specifically semifinal action from Boys 2A WPIL Wrestling Championships. You're listening to WJPA.com and greensports.net.